Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of like I heard somebody say, Bob Costas
instead of reporting the news, he now tries to be, instead of trying to report the story, he's wanting to be the story, no matter what's it about. I mean, it could be about Tiddlywink. And Bob Costas would want to be part of that story. Bob, be the journalist that you are and just report the story. Stop trying to be the story. Because that's honestly, he just comes across that way, is that he wants to be part of the story instead of reporting the story. Once again, let's talk about, Jason Day of Australia has the lead at the Masters, 14-year-old from China. And we talked about him earlier. Gone too long. Youngest player to make a cut in a PGA Sanction Tour event. Fourteen-year-old kid. Does he even have pubes? I don't care. I don't want to know. I'm just asking. Makes the cut of what's considered one of the best golf tournaments in the world. So I'm happy for it. Email's open. GregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. You can call in on the phone lines, 347-326-9073. We had the Facebook is up and running. If you want to leave a comment on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel on yahoo.com, or on a Facebook, I'm sorry, Gregory Squirrel on Facebook. There's another comment there. We got the chat room up and running, so you can leave a question there if you want to. So anyway, now, there's an AP story out. An investor who helped launch Biogenesis of America has been trying to sell a purported document from a closed anti-aging clinic to Major League Baseball and its players. Don't know why. Who cares? That's just somebody else trying to get their 15 minutes of fame. St. Louis, days removed from the start of fall practice, just days removed from the start of fall practice in 2012, Rick Majerus seated Tom Cruise had 24-hour to decide. Everybody knows Rick Majerus, one of the most legendary coaches in college basketball, passed away. Jim Cruz has been the interim coach. Well, as of today, Jim Cruz is now the new head coach at the University of St. Louis. And I think it's he's deserving of that. He's been around a while. And so I just think it's He did a I feel he did a great job under the situation. And so, best of luck to him. All right, let's move on to the headlines. Let's go to the NFL. As you know, the draft is not too far away, so everybody's doing their little mock draft, blah, 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 blah. So let's go over to big headlines. Antoine Winfield is set to join the Seattle Seahawks on a one-year deal. Winfield, who was with Minnesota, is a free agent, and it sounds like he is close to signing a deal. With Seattle. So good luck to him. Baltimore has signed former Raiders linebacker Rolando McClain to a one-year deal. McClain passed his physical, signed the paper, signed the contract. So, even though he's getting the shaft, Tim Tebow seems to be reporting a great attitude at the Jets' off-season workouts. I wish somebody really give Tebow a chance. I learned that he's not just a flash in the pan, blah, 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 blah. I wish somebody would really give Tebow a chance. Jason Smith, who was with the Jets last season, has signed a one-year free agent deal with New Orleans. Why is it you can't go talk about New Orleans without calling them New Orleans? One of the things. New England Patriots have re-signed wide receiver Julian Edelman. Looks kind of like he could be the go-to guy since New England has lost a lot of their receivers. Kansas City has signed former K-State linebacker Zach Diles. He's been in the league 6 seasons. With the Texans, Colts, Bucks, Titans, and now he's going to be a Chiefy. And some other transactions. Marcus Dalton was cut by Buffalo. Cleveland was cut. Ronald Johnson, Philadelphia, was cut. And Chris Hawkins was cut by Philly. So not only are their teams signing, but they're also starting to cut. Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco has been suspended by the Major League Baseball for intentionally throwing at the Yankees' Kevin Youkilis. Apparently it's the second time in a couple of seasons that this has happened. Jay-Z has applied for his certification to become a baseball agent. As I mentioned earlier in the week, Jay-Z has reportedly put his part of Brooklyn, whatever they are, up for sale. Apparently, they've already been talking, signing a deal with Yankees second baseman Robinson Cano, or Sano. So he can get, so to make this thing happen. Jay-Z, once again, selling his interest in the Knicks, or the Nets. Brooklyn, so he can become an agent. Ah, let's go down to the baseball scoreboard. Chicago Cubbies, Frisco, 4-3. Bottom of the ninth, Atlanta, Washington tied up, 4-4. Cleveland White Sox, final at 1-0. Yankees, 5. Baltimore, 2. Pittsburgh, 6. Cincy, 5. Tampa Bay, Boston, postponed. Philly, Miami, tied at 1 in 10 innings. Mets, Minnesota, top 10-5. KC, Toronto, 8-4. St. Louis, Milwaukee, 2-0. Dodgers, Zona, scoreless. Detroit, Oakland, Zona, scoreless. Houston, L.A., Angels, 1-0. Texas, Seattle, scoreless. Colorado, San Diego, scoreless. Yeah, that too. Oh, how about the Lakers? Might possibly, might actually make the playoffs. Don't ask me. Spurs have waived Steven Jackson. Don't know why. I don't know why some teams do that. They just make, they make these moves, and it's like, why? Kevin Durant has been fined $25,000 by the NBA for making a menacing gesture in the team's Thursday night victory against Golden State. Kevin Durant's star made a menacing gesture when he pretended to slice his throat after throwing down a slam dunk. Come on. Please. I'm sorry. The world is getting too pussified. You know, when you start, you know, when you start suspending kids because they take their fingers, come on. This is no different. That is a gesture that's been going on in sports in general for years. You know, you make a hard hit on somebody and you kind of do the finger across the throat like it's an eye. God, come on, people. That's something that's been, that's a gesture that's been going on for years. President Barack Obama, you fucking suck. I'm going to say it. Get your ass out of, you are liquefying my country. You are destroying the United States of America. Get the hell out of my country. I mean, it is what it is, boys and girls. It is what it is. You know, they're trying to take our guns. And I'm just going to reflect back to what Charlton Heston says. You can have my gun when you can pry it from my cold, dead hands. You want my gun, then you're going to have to kill me to get it. Let's go down the scoreboard. Only two games. Well, no, that's third base. Here's Friday's scoreboard. It looks like this. Brooklyn, 117. Indiana, 109. Philadelphia 97, Washington 86, Toronto 97, Chicago 88, Atlanta 109, Milwaukee 104, New York 101, Cleveland 91, Charlotte 113, or Detroit 113, Charlotte 93, Miami 109, Boston 101, New Orleans 75, Clippers 70. In the fourth quarter, Memphis 76, Houston 68. In the third quarter, Dallas 77, Denver 75. Just starting the fourth quarter, San Antonio 84, Sacramento 74. At the half, Minnesota 54, Utah 53. In the first quarter, Portland, Kansas City 8-8. I'm fed up with our president. I don't know about you boys and girls. And some big news today. Long-awaited announcement on the Southeastern Conference Network is days away. SEC is set to hold a news conference next week in Atlanta to launch its new network in a partnership between SEC and ESPN. Plan on having the network up by 2014. So that's that. Everybody's getting their own network now. I'm like, please. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. If there's something on your mind you want to call in and talk about, let's do it. NASCAR in Texas this week for the NRA 500. Top 10 qualifying look like this. Kurt and Kyle Busch on the pole, Eric Amarillo, Marcos Ambrose, Truex, June Bam, Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, and Juan Pablo Montoya. I'm about to the point. I mean, never mind. I'm going on. As I mentioned, the Masters is going on. Today was the second day. Jason Day in the lead. Freddie Couples, Mark Leishman tied for second. Angel Cabrera, Jim Furyk, Brant Snedeker tied for fourth. Adam Scott, Jason Duffner, David Lynn, Lee Westwood tied for seventh. Tiger Woods was tied for 7th also. It'll be teeing off at around 12:45 Central Time tomorrow. I'm taking the weekend off. I was supposed to have a boxing event this weekend, but unfortunately there was some mix-ups with the venue. And so the event was canceled. Therefore, I got the weekend off. So I'm going to be lazy. And if people don't like it, they kiss up. Ronda Rousey has said that she would be interested in taking on Fallon Fox. Well, there you go. Let it happen. In case, and for those of you who may be new to the show, in case people hadn't heard, Fallon Fox is a transgender MMA fighter. Born a guy, blah, 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 blah. That had a transgender, whatever you want to call it, and is now living life as a woman. And so there was a big argument about this. And it got to the point to where they took it to the courts. And the courts ruled in favor of Fallon Fox. As far as they were concerned, she was a woman, living her life as a woman, even though she still had barbarian man strength. They ruled that she was still a woman, and therefore she is entitled to earn a living as a woman. So that means they're going to put this extra strong female, allow her in the cage with other women, and see what happens. Personally, I think it's wrong. I don't know, maybe we should start the Transgender Mixed Martial Arts Association. Maybe go out and find me some more transgendered fighters. Put them all in a cage, have their own little league. And just let them go at it. Congratulations to the Lincoln Wolves baseball. Had a good week. Went 3-0 this week. Defeated Greenland. Tonight they defeated Ozark, who's one of the top teams in their conference. Earlier in the week, defeated Greenland, and they defeated Gravett, I believe it was. Yes. Played in Greenland Monday night, played Gravett Tuesday. We're supposed to play Elkins last night, but due to the monsoon that decided to hit Northwest Arkansas, the Thursday night game was canceled. Monday, Lincoln will be back in action as they take on the Farmington Cardinals in a top matchup in their conference. Farmington's up there towards the top. That game will be taking place at Lincoln. And then they'll have a game later on in the week. Going to try to do a makeup game. Not sure what night it is. We'll keep you posted right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Bob Costas needs to shut up. He wants to sit there and gripe. Bob Costas is still on this kick about Augusta National Golf Course. Apparently, you know, they're a private club. They're a private club, and everybody still can't handle the fact that they're keeping women out of their little private club. Well, that's their right. And so, you know, they don't want, it's still a private club. No matter what you say about it, it's still a private club. Deal with it. Apparently, some people can't handle the fact. So, Bob Costas, once again, thinks he's God's gift to radio. He made the comment. Why, you know, they want to talk about everything. Bob Costas criticizing CBS. Doesn't help the fact that he works for NBC. But here's the comment Bob Costas made. What no CBS commentator has ever alluded to, even in passing, even during a rain delay, even when there was time to do so, is Augusta's history of racism and sexism. Even when people were protesting just outside the ground. Forget about taking sides, never acknowledging it, so not only will I never work the Masters because I'm not at CBS, but I'd have to say something and then I would be ejected. Well, shut up, Bob. Okay, now here's the hypocritical part of this. He says all this stuff and says he doesn't want anything to do with Augusta, but yet he acknowledges the fact that Billy Payne is one of his best friends. He goes and plays the course. But yet he sits there and blasts them. I mean, it's a private club. Deal with it. It's always been a private club. It'd be different, in my opinion. It'd be different if it was a public club that went private. But in all the time, it's always been a private club. No, you just can't go unless you're got goo-hoos of money, not just anybody, can go there and play. And I'm comfortable with that. The fact is, it's a private club, and they have the right to make their own rules. And if they don't want women there, That's their rules. If they don't want blacks there, you know, that's their prerogative also. So, and the thing I think I appreciate about Augusta, whether right or wrong, is the fact that they're willing to step up to protect something they believe in. Like I say, they've always believed they're a private club, and they want to remain a private club. So So everybody else just needs to shut the hell up, leave them alone. Let them play their games if that's what they want to do. Now, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, I think it would be cool if they created a tournament for the women. You know, let's give them their little bit of peace. So let's let them have a tournament for the women. And that way, if the girls want to go play at Augusta, they can. You know, I really wish Facebook would get their heads out of their butts. I don't know how many times I have been suspended for stuff I haven't done. And yet, I'm the one, now I admit, I sent out some friends requests to people that I wanted to be friends with. Not like I'm sending friends requests to everybody, but yet I get blocked. So, I mean, it's, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Anyway, what's everybody else thinking about? Who wants to call in and talk about something? 347. Well, hold on, I got to sneeze. And yes, I sneeze funny. Don't forget, April 27th. Springfield, Missouri is the place to be. Got a big event coming down to Springfield once again. Going to be back in the house with Uncivil War MMA. We're going to be doing a big event down there or up there. With Uncivil War MMA, April 27th, Uncivil War 12, Heroes. Well, once again, proceeds from every ticket sold or a portion of every ticket, however you want to say it, is going to be donated to the Wounded Warriors Project. But I have about 20 fights scheduled to be on the card. And at least one fighter on those is either reserve or retired military. And then, like I say, a portion of the money from every ticket sold is going to be donated to the Wounded Warriors Project. So, you know, I think Eric Stevens, this is going to be a great event. I'm looking forward to being there. A lot of great fighters. I know they've got several title fights planned for this event. So if you're in Springfield or you're going to be in town that weekend, I invite you to come check it out. It's going to be fun. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, April 27th. Still got that event coming up. May 18th, going to be going to Mexico, Missouri to announce that big all women's event up there at Presser Hall in Mexico, Missouri. Tentatively scheduled to go back to Muskogee, Oklahoma in June for Striking MMA or Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. And I'm hoping before long to be hearing back from Aries Fighting Championship over in Jonesboro, Arkansas, about heading back over that direction. Look forward to heading back over there. And I don't want to say too much yet because I want everything to work out, but I did get a call from a promotion that I had announced for in the past, and they had called me about coming back, so we're just waiting to verify the date. Once we verify the date, I will start once we get that date verified, we will start talking about that event, and I'm really looking forward to that event. So anyway, just got a lot of great stuff, and then of course we got, you know, various other promotions that I'm negotiating with about coming in for one-time shots, announcing for their promotions. That they got a backup, you know, their ring announcer cannot make their event for some reason. So I've been getting some phone calls about coming to different promotions, doing one-time event things, which I'm happy to do. I just love being able to announce. So whether it's just a one-time thing as a replacement to fill in, or, you know, just whatever. You know, that's what I'm willing to do because that's what I enjoy doing. So we'll just have to wait and see where everything goes. And once I know for sure where everything's going to go, I'll let everybody know where we go. How's that? Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, it is Friday night. We got about 15 minutes left in the show, so we're going to go ahead and kick off the air tonight, but we'll be right back here Monday, so we invite everybody to just keep checking on in with us, tell your friends about us, and, you know, we are a show for the fans, and, you know, we want fans to be able to call in, talk about whatever they want to talk about, stuff they might not be able to talk about on other sports talk shows. Hey, we talk about it all here. I don't care. We'll talk about that little kleptomaniac. What was her name? Lindsay Lohan. Somebody put that girl in jail. That girl has gotten away with way too much. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and kick on out of here for tonight, get the weekend started. Hope everybody has a good time. So until then, look forward to seeing everybody. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and we will talk to you Monday night right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, I'm getting out of here. See ya.